clients, friends, and followers. I began the new year on the belief I was indeed in the stretch drive to a finish line, both in my career and natural life itself. I spoke how but one of several ways I conduct business was left, and that it would most definitely be focused on openly, willingly, and regularly tying my faith with finance. I said it was the first day of the rest of my life. This is a self-examination on how I'm doing so far. The saying old habits are hard to break is so true. While I have indeed stopped speaking about Pacific Junior Resource stocks, but one, I still find myself addressing metals and mining related issues almost as much as before. Guilty with an exclamation is my plea here, due to the fact that a once in a lifetime trading action in both gold and silver, and the blessing yet again of foreseeing the correct side to be on before it all occurred, took place. But getting past that, I find myself from early morning to evening too deeply engrossed in that market and others. Breaking old habits is hard, but necessary. In under 1 month, I will mark my 42nd year working within the financial sector. When I began back in 1984, it'd be fair to say I was a C&E Catholic. Yes, I went to Mass, but more to please the wife and not because I felt it was a lifeline to my life. Yes, Christmas and Easter were special, but more for the secular things that came along with it. Then in Mary's pregnancy in 1992 at a Catholic healing mass, my walk with Christ truly began. But then again, more out of a form of Catholic guilt for God doing me a solid and having a healthy baby versus what was feared. I certainly did more at my church, especially with money, but it was still far more self-rewarding than for the glory of God. But thanks to a wonderful priest, a best friend anyone who could end up with who actually devoted his whole life to his Catholic faith, and yes, multiple battles with depression that became so severe my very life was in jeopardy, I managed to come out on the other side a much better work in progress. So here I am, a living example of a wretch that only through the grace of Almighty God is still here and wanting to follow my late best friend's favorite saying, it's not how you come in, but how you go out that matters. I hereby declare that I remain 100% committed to do and be something and someone quite rare to find in the financial service industry, a truly knowledgeable and greatly experienced source of worthy information derived from a foundation built on godly principles from a Catholic perspective. There are many financial voices coming from my Protestant brethren, but very few Catholics willing to openly tie their faith with finance. Though I'm confident debating finance publicly without notes anywhere at any time, I'm still learning how to align my faith with financial management. It doesn't help business. Not only does the secular financial world willfully ignore most godly principles taught in Scripture about money and finances, but the few who have used it have gone the Christian prosperity route, which to me is the worst road anyone can travel or lead people down. Being Catholic also makes some Protestants turn away too, but thanks be to God, others don't and embrace as I do the overwhelming common ground we share versus the minority of differences of opinions. I share some videos below and also articles and chapters from my book that best express what I'm thinking. Along with these links, I encourage you to watch them and read them all, but the first video is the most important because if you don't agree that a spiritual war is at the very root of all our economic, social, and political issues, then I truly believe I'll be no good use for you. I am grateful that you have listened to this all up to this point and ask that you pray both for me and you that the Creator of all that is good in the universe, whose endless love, mercy, and grace is the only reason we even have our next breath, continues to bless us and to take us and give much of those gifts he's given to us to others. The good news is the good news itself. Boldly sharing the matter of finance part may be a challenge to do, but as it says in Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Peace be with you.